Chapter 74. Fire. Bringing her inner eye to bear upon him, Pleasant Riderhood felt more and more uncomfortable. His manner was so mysterious, so stern, so self-possessed. Anyways, apostrophe said the damsel, I am glad punishment followed, and I say so. Fair trade with seafaring men gets a bad name through deeds of violence. I am as much against deeds of violence being done to seafaring men, as seafaring men can be themselves. I am of the same opinion as my mother was, when she was living. Fair trade, my mother used to say, but no robbery and no blows. Apostrophe in the way of trade Miss Pleasant would have taken and indeed did take when she could as much as 30 shillings a week for board that would be dear at 5, and likewise conducted the leaving business upon correspondingly equitable principles. Yet she had that tenderness of conscience and those feelings of humanity, that the moment her ideas of trade were overstepped, she became the seaman's champion, even against her father whom she seldom otherwise resisted. But, she was here interrupted by her father's voice exclaiming angrily, Now, poll parrot! Apostrophe apostrophe and by her father's hat being heavily flung from his hand and striking her face. Accustomed to such occasional manifestations of his sense of parental duty, Pleasant merely wiped her face on her hair, which of course had tumbled down, before she twisted it up. This was another common procedure on the part of the ladies of the hole, when heated by verbal or fistic altercation. Blessed if I believe such a poll parrot as you was ever learned to speak. Apostrophe apostrophe growled Mr. Riderhood, stooping to pick up his hat, and making a feint at her with his head and right elbow, for he took the delicate subject of robbing seamen in extraordinary dudgeon, and was out of humor too. What are you poll parroting at now? Ain't you got nothing to do but fold your arms and stand a poll parroting all night? Apostrophe apostrophe, let her alone, apostrophe urged the man. She was only speaking to me. Apostrophe, let her alone too. Apostrophe apostrophe retorted Mr. Riderhood, eyeing him all over. Do you know she's my daughter? Apostrophe apostrophe, yes. Apostrophe, and don't you know that I won't have no poll parroting on the part of my daughter? No, nor yet that I won't take no poll parroting from no man? And who may you be, and what may you want? Apostrophe apostrophe, how can I tell you until you are silent? Apostrophe apostrophe returned the other fiercely. Well, apostrophe said Mr. Riderhood, quailing a little, I am willing to be silent for the purpose of hearing. But don't poll parrot me. Apostrophe, are you thirsty, you? Apostrophe apostrophe the man asked, in the same fierce short way, after returning his look. Why naturally, apostrophe said Mr. Riderhood, ain't I always thirsty? Apostrophe indignant at the absurdity of the question. What will you drink? Apostrophe apostrophe demanded the man. Sherry wine, apostrophe returned Mr. Riderhood, in the same sharp tone, if you're capable of it. Apostrophe, the man put his hand in his pocket, took out half a sovereign, and begged the favor of Miss Pleasant that she would fetch a bottle. With the cork undrawn, apostrophe he added, emphatically, looking at her father. I'll take my Alfred David, apostrophe muttered Mr. Riderhood, slowly relaxing into a dark smile, that you know a move. Do I know you? No, I don't know you. Apostrophe, the man replied, no, you don't know me. Apostrophe and so they stood looking at one another surlily enough, until Pleasant came back. There's small glasses on the shelf, apostrophe said Riderhood to his daughter. Give me the one without a foot. I gets my living by the sweat of my brow, and it's good enough for me. Apostrophe this had a modest self-denying appearance, but it soon turned out that as, by reason of the impossibility of standing the glass upright, while there was anything in it, it required to be emptied. As soon as filled, Mr. Riderhood managed to drink in the proportion of 3-1. With his Fortunatus's goblet ready in his hand, Mr. Riderhood sat down on one side of the table before the fire, and the strange man on the other. pleasant occupying a stool between the ladder and the fireside. The background, composed of handkerchiefs, coats, shirts, hats, and other old articles on leaving, apostrophe had a general dim resemblance to human listeners, especially where a shiny black sou'wester suit and hat hung, looking very like a clumsy mariner with his back to the company, who was so curious to overhear, that he paused for the purpose with his coat half pulled on, and his shoulders up to his ears, in the uncompleted action. The visitor first held the bottle against the light of the candle, and next examined the top of the cork. Satisfied that it had not been tampered with, he slowly took from his breast pocket a rusty clasp knife, and, with a corkscrew in the handle, opened the wine. That done, he looked at the cork, unscrewed it from the corkscrew, laid each separately on the table, and, with the end of the sailor's knot of his neckerchief, dusted the inside of the neck of the bottle. All this with great deliberation. At first Riderhood had sat with his footless glass extended at arm's length for filling, while the very deliberate stranger seemed absorbed in his preparations. But, gradually his arm reverted home to him, and his glass was lowered and lowered until he rested it upside down upon the table. By the same degrees his attention became concentrated on the knife. And now, as the man held out the bottle to fill all round, Riderhood stood up, leaned over the table, to look closer at the knife, and stared from it to him. "What's the matter?" asked the man. "Why, I know that knife." said Riderhood. "Yes, I dare say you do." He motioned to him to hold up his glass, and filled it. Riderhood emptied it to the last drop and began again. "That there knife " said the man, composedly. "I was going to drink to your daughter. Your health, Miss Riderhood." That knife was the knife of a seaman named George Radfoot. It was. That seaman was well beckoning to me. He was. What's come to him? Death has come to him. Death came to him in an ugly shape. He looked, said the man, very horrible after it. Arter what? Said Riderhood, with a frowning stare. After he was killed. Killed? Who killed him? Only answering with a shrug, the man filled the footless glass, and Riderhood emptied it, looking amazedly from his daughter to his visitor. "You don't mean to tell a honest man " he was recommencing with his empty glass in his hand, when his eye became fascinated by the stranger's outer coat. He leaned across the table to see it nearer, touched the sleeve, turned the cuff to look at the sleeve lining. The man, in his perfect composure, offering not the least objection, and exclaimed, "It's my belief as this here coat was George Radfoot's too." You are right. He wore it the last time you ever saw him, and the last time you ever will see him in this world. It's my belief you mean to tell me to my face you killed him. Exclaimed Riderhood. But, nevertheless, allowing his glass to be filled again. The man only answered with another shrug, and showed no symptom of confusion. "Wish I may die, if I know what to be up to with this chap." Said Riderhood, after staring at him, and tossing his last glassful down his throat. "Let's know what to make of you. Say something plain." "I will," returned the other, leaning forward across the table, and speaking in a low impressive voice. "What a liar you are." The honest witness rose, and made as though he would fling his glass in the man's face. The man not wincing, and merely shaking his forefinger half knowingly, half menacingly, the piece of honesty thought better of it, and sat down again, putting the glass down too. "And when you went to that lawyer yonder in the temple with that invented story," said the stranger, in an exasperatingly comfortable sort of confidence, "you might have had your strong suspicions of a friend of your own, you know. I think you had, you know. Apostrophe, me my suspicions? Of what friend? Apostrophe, tell me again whose knife was this? Apostrophe, demanded the man. It was possessed by, and was the property of him as I have made mention on, apostrophe said Rider Hood, stupidly evading the actual mention of the name. Tell me again whose coat was this? Apostrophe, that their article of clothing likewise belonged to, and was wore by him as I have made mention on, apostrophe was again the dull Old Bailey evasion. I suspect that you gave him the credit of the deed, and of keeping cleverly out of the way. But there was small cleverness in his keeping out of the way. The cleverness would have been, to have got back for one single instant to the light of the sun. Apostrophe, things has come to a pretty pass, apostrophe growled Mr. Riderhood, rising to his feet, goaded to stand at bay, when bulliers as is wearing dead men's clothes, and bulliers as is armed with dead men's knives, is to come into the houses of honest live men, getting their livings by the sweats of their brows, and is to make these here sort of charges with no rhyme and no reason, neither the one, nor yet the other. Why should I have had my suspicions of him? Apostrophe, because you knew him, apostrophe replied the man. Because you had been one with him, and knew his real character under a fair outside. Because on the night which you had afterwards reason, to believe to be the very night of the murder, he came in here, within an hour of his having left his ship in the docks, and asked you in, what lodgings he could find room. Was there no stranger with him? Apostrophe, I'll take my world without and everlasting Alfred David, that you weren't with him, apostrophe answered Riderhood. You talk big, you do, but things look pretty black against yourself, to my thinking. You charge again me that George Ratfoot got lost sight of, and was no more thought of. What's that for a sailor? Why there's 50 such, out of sight, and out of mind. 10 times as long as him through entering in different names, reshipping when the outward voyage is made, and what not a turning up to light every day about here, and no matter made of it. Ask my daughter. You could go on pole parroting enough with her, when I won't come in. Pole parrot a little with her on this pint. You and your suspicions of my suspicions of him. What are my suspicions of you? You tell me George Ratfoot got killed. I ask you who done it, and how you know it. You carry his knife, and you wear his coat. I ask you how you come by him. Hand over that there bottle. Apostrophe here Mr. Riderhood appeared to labor under a virtuous delusion, that it was his own property. And you, apostrophe he added, turning to his daughter, as he filled the footless glass, if it weren't wasting good sherry wine on you, I'd chuck this at you, for pole parroting with this man. It's along of pole parroting, that such like as him gets their suspicions, whereas I gets mine by argument, and being naturally a honest man, and sweating away at the brow as a honest man ought. Apostrophe here he filled the footless goblet again, and stood chewing one half of its contents and looking down into the other as he slowly rolled the wine about in the glass, while Pleasant, whose sympathetic hair had come down on her being apostrophized, rearranged it, much in the style of the tail of a horse, when proceeding to market to be sold. Well? Have you finished? Apostrophe asked the strange man. No, apostrophe said Riderhood, I ain't. Far from it. Now then, I want to know how George Ratfoot come by his death, and how you come by his kit. Apostrophe, if you ever do know, you won't know now. Apostrophe, and next I want to know, apostrophe proceeded Riderhood, whether you mean to charge that, what you may call it murder, apostrophe, harm and murder, father, apostrophe suggested Pleasant. No pole parroting. Apostrophe, he vociferated, in return. Keep your mouth shut. I want to know, you sir, whether you charge that there crime on George Ratfoot? Apostrophe, if you ever do know, you won't know now. Apostrophe, perhaps you done it yourself? Apostrophe, said Riderhood, with a threatening action. I alone know, apostrophe returned the man, sternly shaking his head, the mysteries of that crime. I alone know that your trumped-up story cannot possibly be true. I alone know that it must be altogether false, and that you must know it to be altogether false. I come here tonight to tell you so much of what I know, and no more. Apostrophe, Mr. Riderhood, with his crooked eye upon his visitor, meditated for some moments, and then refilled his glass, and tipped the contents down his throat in three tips. Shut the shop door. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he then said to his daughter, putting the glass suddenly down. And turn the key, and stand by it. If you know all this, you sir, apostrophe getting, as he spoke, between the visitor and the door, why hadn't you gone to Lawyer Lightwood? Apostrophe, apostrophe, that, also, is alone known to myself, apostrophe was the cool answer. Don't you know that, if you didn't do the deed, what you say you could tell, is worth from 5 to 10,000 pounds? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Riderhood. I know it very well, and when I claim the money you shall share it. Apostrophe, the honest man paused, and drew a little nearer to the visitor, and a little further from the door. I know it, apostrophe, repeated the man, quietly, as well as I know that you and George Ratfoot were one together in more than one dark Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.